Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our great truckers out there. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All righty, and joining us right now to start out hour number one of the Captain's America radio show, the professor of politics out there in California, Kyle Warren. And there they are, out in the streets, waving American flags, because they know the professor of politics is on the air. Okay. And they had to go back inside because they're making too much noise.
Yep, yep.
You know, down here, if you can hear something 25 feet away, it's too loud.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm serious. Okay. Well, you want to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the murder case and the Chauvin murder case and George Floyd's death goes to the jury. Let's listen to a short dissertation.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House has taken some initial steps to plan for the public's reaction to the verdict in Minneapolis.
We're in touch with local authorities. We're in touch with states, with governors, with mayors. And certainly, we will continue to encourage peaceful protests.
She was asked whether the White House had discussed deploying National Guard troops to deal with potential unrest, but Psaki offered no specifics about what actions the administration might take. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, let's first establish a couple of things here. In Minneapolis, there are 3,000 Minnesota National Guardsmen that are backing up the police. There are at least 2,000 extra police officers from three states that are there backing up the police. And in the closing arguments that ended yesterday evening in the Chauvin trial, the judge chastised, of all people, and I was surprised to see it, Maxine Waters, because she had called, she'd stepped the incitement up for the people that were there, and the judge said that would give them a possibility of declaring a mistrial if they were to challenge that, challenge the verdict, and in an appeals court, that could be grounds for having a mistrial. Now, wouldn't that be something if Maxine Waters, in her comments, does that? I think they'd throw her out of Congress for that.
Well, yeah, that remains to be seen because, of course, we're not really seeing a lot of pushback from her own party about her very incendiary comments. And let's be clear, she basically said that if he's not found guilty, basically, quote, we've got to stay on the street, quote, we've got to get more active, quote, mm-hmm. we've got to get more confrontational.
Yep.
And so basically, yes, and the judge, while not wanting to declare a mistrial based solely on her comments right now, did say, and I thought this was very, as you mentioned, Kat, this is extraordinary,
right,
saying she may have just given you something to get the whole trial overturned on appeal.
Correct, exactly,
yep.
And that's absolutely true, and of course you haven't heard a word out of Maxine Waters after that was said, but you know, there are calls to punish her. Obviously, Kevin McCarthy has said that he's going to bring an action against her, I believe, tomorrow, and the gal that they were going to boot out of Congress, not seat on any committees, what was her,
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah, the one, she's out of Georgia, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's going to bring an action in the House of Representatives to have her expelled. It's not may not go anywhere, but it's just the fact they're actually going to do something.
Well, it exactly, because this can't go unanswered by reasonable people, because what kind of person is going to pour the gasoline on this kind of fire? She knows exactly the kind of ramifications that this can have. And especially coming
well, she has a history of this, Kyle, because back when they had the riots in L.A., Rodney King and all that stuff, she was telling the people, good job, keep doing it, keep going, we're behind you.
Yeah, there's just something wrong with Maxine Waters. This is not how we go about things in this country. She also wanted to get confrontational, shall we say, with members of Trump's cabinet as she was inciting a group. Yeah, if you see them at the gas station, see them at the restaurant, whatever, you know, get in their faces and this kind of thing. That's politics of intimidation. That's not how we do that in this country. She knows better, or maybe she doesn't. Who knows? But whatever she's saying is wrong.
Yeah, and the other thing is, while Pelosi did defend Waters, she says, I don't think she should apologize. A U.S. newspaper targeted her irresponsible behavior and comments, but says that she and said that she was trying to create a civil war. A newspaper. Now, is that unusual?
That is unusual, but it just goes to the real heavy weight of these kinds of comments, especially in this situation, you know. And we'll see how it pans out. But I hope that nothing bad happens.
Yeah, but the game changer, folks, is the fact that the trial judge in the Chauvin case said that she may have given the defense the opportunity to go for an appeal and have the whole case tossed out. We'll see what happens. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And yes, I take Relief Factor, have been for about 5.5 years. It's part of my integrated health plan because of the swelling that I have, the inflammation in my left ankle and leg and foot that goes up to my knee and sometimes goes up to my hip. And when it starts that, then it hurts my back the whole 9 yards. It's all interchanged and interrelated. And I found out that Relief Factor, which is 100% drug-free, does the same thing for me that some of those hardcore narcotics were doing. And I hated to take those because you'd get tired when you weren't supposed to be, and it just screwed you all up. So I said, the hell with that. But it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which are the ingredients that go right straight to the source of the pain and help to lower or even eliminate the pain altogether that you have. People with arthritis, people with bursitis, that sort of thing, they swear by this because it is drug-free and it works. Now, you can start with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's what you can do. And then, I'll tell you what, if it works, you don't need to do anything and they'll start shipping it to you and you get it every month after that. But you go to the website they gave me, that's where they go, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's some other little things over there that you can take advantage of, too, by going to the website and looking around to see what they have to offer. So the $19.95 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I definitely want to talk about the Capitol Police Officer, Brian Sicknick, and the news that came out about him yesterday, because the whole narrative of January 6th has been, well, the Trump supporters killed this police officer and killed this this woman was killed because of them, and there were a couple other people that died, and all that stuff, all that crap, right? Fake news?
That's right, yep.
Well, it doesn't get any more fake than this one, because the official cause of death came out yesterday for U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who actually suffered two strokes and died of natural causes the day after he confronted rioters during the January 6th insurrection. Now, he went back to his office, he sat down, and collapsed because he had back-to-back strokes. Now, the chief medical examiner, Francis Diaz, said an autopsy of Sicknick found no evidence that the 42-year-old suffered any allergic reaction to chemical irritants and that he died from acute brainstem and cerebral infarcts due to acute vascular artery thrombosis, which is blood clots.
That's exactly right. So they would attribute that manner of death to being what we would call natural.
Yep.
And they also said, by the way, that there was no evidence of any external or internal injuries on the officer. So this is a report that blows out of the water anything that was reported before.
I heard that he was beaten to death, bludgeoned with a fire extinguisher. I heard all that sort of stuff. None of that was true. It was all made up.
Well, exactly right. And again, in the heat of the moment, a lot of the narrative that was put out there now, as you said, is just pretty much being dismantled. So can we get a clearer picture of exactly what happened on January 6th? Well, I hope so, because it's important in this country to know the truth of what happened during an event. But unfortunately, I think it's going to be a very hard mountain to climb because there still will be a lot of pushback. I have not heard a lot of sort of mea culpas on this. Have you?
No, but I have run into more people that were there that told me what they saw, that they were away, but they watched what was happening, and they all verified what I was told about the people and how they got the ones with the black clothing and how they got to the top of the steps so quickly. They did it because of the fact that they were at the back of the Capitol when they were unloaded from the vehicles that they were on, and they just went right up the back steps and right around the side, and boom, there they were by the front door.
And there they were. Well,
and they were not Trump supporters.
No, no, not at all. But of course, what this autopsy report reveals, it reveals the cause of death of Officer Sicknick. It changes that part of the narrative.
Yeah.
But of course, the other part, the idea that it's wrong to go into the Capitol the way that people
did. Well, that was trespassing, and you know, that was the way it goes. And by the way, the FBI is still talking to people, calling them as they identify them off the pictures that they're.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a caller here. I think I know who this is, and we'll get him on the line. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom line is this. I can tell you what happened. Been in nine Trump rallies, okay? Black Lives Matter and George Soros sent their people to Washington, D.C. to cause havoc like they always do, okay? You don't have to be you don't have to be an Einstein to figure this out, okay? Those people never voted for Trump that jumped that wall. I guarantee you. They never went to a Trump rally. I've been to nine Trump rallies. They're the nicest, kindest people in the world. They leave the place cleaner than they left it, okay, when they got there. So you're wasting your time, okay? The Democrats are a disaster. Everything that they said before the election, they just turned around within 3 months and they lied to your face, a bold-faced lie. Who is the idiot that voted for a Democrat? Please, you're telling me that's a good idea to let illegals in down at the border? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Let me say this to my black friends, okay, because no one else wants to listen. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his life so no white person could tell you you can't go to work and make $25 million like LeBron guaranteed, okay? Now tell your mayor and your governor, nobody elected Fauci for anything, okay? These people are printing money, making a fortune, laughing at you. Get off your can and take your state back. Let's get to work, Dad, and save the country. Peace.
All right, very good. He must have been looking at his watch because that was 60 seconds. All right, no, that was good, a good dissertation. By the way, Kyle, talking about the police, we have another state and another agency. New Mexico has become the third state in the country to abolish the qualified immunity for police officers. Now, this means in Albuquerque, which is the largest city in New Mexico, a bunch of their officers quit over the past couple of days following a protest, and morale is now in the toilet for these cops, and I thoroughly understand that one. This is ridiculous.
Well, certainly. It continues to chip away at law enforcement, and to it's punitive, really, at its base. We're going to make it really tough on police officers. You're not making them, quote, more accountable or any of these kinds of things. You're simply trying to continue to destroy law enforcement in this country, and we're not surprised by the result that that officers would quit. Because again, if the society and the community won't have their backs, how do we expect them to go out, put their lives on the line every single day, and walk into any situation where it could turn violent very quickly, they can be ambushed, and so on and so forth? This is just really unconscionable.
Right. And before we go on, our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to the former Vice President, Walter Mondale, who died at the ripe young age of 93. He was the vice president under Jimmy Carter, and I remember when he ran for president a couple times.
That's right. In 84, he ran against Ronald Reagan, and I remember that debate where Reagan made the joke about he wasn't going to let age be a factor, and his opponent's relative inexperience and youth be a factor. And Walter Mondale was laughing at that. And that was a different era, Captain, because
sure,
Walter Mondale wasn't a bad guy, anything like that. And that shows just how much things have changed just in the last 35 years.
But do you remember what happened during that election?
What was that?
It was the first time a candidate only won one state, and that was his home state. Ronald Reagan won 49 states.
Well, you're exactly right about that. And the Reagan Revolution was in full swing. It was morning in America, and things were looking up at that time. And but yet Walter Mondale, yeah, he'll be remembered. Very sad at his passing today.
Now, going back to the police, in 2020, across the nation, homicides jumped on an average of a whopping 25%. Now, that's everywhere. But some cities experienced a more than 100% jump, which took us all the way back to the bad old days of 1995. That was a year before a violent crime and murder spree went through that was launched back in the 1970s that finally started to come to an end. Because I remember when Rudy Giuliani took over in New York as mayor, he had been the U.S. attorney there, and one of the things he'd done was prosecute John Gotti, and the murder rates were out of sight. And he got that all under control in New York City.
Well, that's right. And you remember how people would have felt about traveling to New York City or going to New York City.
Oh, you didn't
prior
dare.
To Giuliani. Exactly.
Not at night, anyway. You didn't
exactly,
dare.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. And she's going to give you the telephone number if you want to give us a jingle. So here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive a COVID vaccination. That coming after the U.S. passed a milestone over the weekend, with more than half of all adults in the country having received at least one dose. As some health officials believe that new cases will begin to fall as early as next month, Dr. Carlos Del Real cautions that an even more aggressive vaccination effort is now needed. The professor of medicine at Emory University tells CNBC that outreach is now needed in communities that have been thus far resistant to vaccination.
I think it could start to happen, but we need to continue vaccinating very aggressively, and I worry that we're rapidly transitioning our country from a supply issue, you know, a scarcity issue with vaccines to a demand issue. There are many places that are simply not having enough demand, and we have to get the vaccine to the people that are currently very reluctant. And I will tell you, the most reluctant communities are rural communities, primarily white evangelicals, and we really need to get out to those communities to vaccinate them.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. And by the way, the Internet is loaded up tonight with listeners around the world, and thanks so very much. And I see some of these places where people are listening to me from, and I know it's the military out there stationed overseas. So thank you so very much, and Godspeed to each and every one of you, and we appreciate you being on the wall wherever you're stationed overseas. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I am a Geico customer, have been for about 17 and a half years, and you can go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. That's Geico, GEICO.com. And you can type your zip code in there because it'll ask you, how can we help you? There'll be a little chat thing that'll pop up. Can we help you? You give them your zip code. They'll ask you what type of vehicle you're driving, if you want a car quote, or if you have homeowners or renter's insurance, if you want to get that quoted to you. But you can do all of the above, and here's why. Because the cheapest way to get your insurance down is to take the car or the truck you're driving, or maybe you got a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV or a boat or whatever, and bundle it with your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy, and that will save you money. Now, after you've been there a year and you've got a safe driver's record, knock on wood, you get 10% right off the record and then, or off the premium. And then this year, so far, with the COVID, the pandemic, they lowered their rates 15% straight across the board. So everybody got a deduction, and that made things really interesting. So that's all you got to do. Go to Geico, GEICO.com, and get yourself a rate quote, bundle of your insurance together, and you'll find out what it's like to save a bunch of money. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, and we're back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Tucker Carlson has been on a real roll lately, and he likes to do those monologues that get you going, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, he said the Democrats are no longer interested in selling their policies to America. They're only interested in making the current voters irrelevant by importing millions of new voters over the border. And I have to say, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's the idea of the replacement voters. Exactly, yeah.
And the Democrats are working hard to replace traditional moderate to conservative American voters with illegal immigrants from poor countries where education and freedom is really non-existent by promising them three hots and a cot and maybe even a job and maybe even a car to drive or whatever. But the Democrats do get their new voters so they can easily manipulate them while corporate partners get cheap labor. That's where they get their jobs, right?
Yep.
And Americans are no longer even an afterthought of the way the Democrats are doing things either. Now, the Democrats also are not interested in importing any educated peoples from European countries where they would probably be conservative. Did you know that?
Well, sure. Yeah, exactly. And this is why their focus is on what they're doing. Exactly.
Yeah, South America and the jungles of Central America where people... they can't even speak. I don't know what they speak. I guess they speak Swahili, some of them. But we've said countless times that the Democrats are out to dilute the electorate to such a degree as to make Republican voters irrelevant. And that, folks, that is what they're trying to do. They have no concern with the welfare of the migrants or their safety. This is the new Democratic Party.
Well, that's right. And this is where Tucker, you know, really shines. And again, talking about, like we're talking about right now, this idea that it is about power. It is about controlling, the government, basically. And that controls the destiny of the country. And so to make people literally irrelevant, and I'm so glad you said, that, yeah, the Democrat Party elite, they have no care for immigrants who've come to this country. They just don't care because they're simply a means to an end. Otherwise, Captain, we would be hearing about having opportunity. We'd be hearing about success. We'd be hearing of all kinds of different things other than stay in your lane and don't do anything different. You're just a migrant worker and on it goes. And nothing ever changes in the Democrat Party elite's mindset.
That's true. That's very true. And then you got, if you think Maxine Waters is bad, you got another one that's worse. And that would be Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Now, she's been reacting to the police-involved shooting death of Dante Wright, as well as early on of the death of the gentleman in Minnesota, calling for the end of policing incarceration and militarization of the police department. Now, she came out about the Dante Wright shooting and said it wasn't an accident. She sent a tweet out, and she said, policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Well, you knew that was coming, right?
Well, yeah, because that's the new hot-button buzzword, basically. Everything is racist, evidently. But she's just using that, again, as a means to an end. She's making ridiculous, sayings by calling for the end of policing. We just can't take that seriously.
She's calling for an end to policing because it cannot be reformed. Her frustration calling for the ending of policing in America, claiming that the institutions across America cannot be reformed. Now, did she give up her personal security in protest?
Well, you know what? No, yeah.
No, I think yeah. Not. And why are these sort of people in Congress to begin with? What the hell are you doing up there, Michigan? How come you're electing a fool like this that's so un-American it's not funny? And it's amazing to watch the people with a national voice speak out when they have no idea what they're even talking about. And she's one of them.
Well, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned about what are they doing in Congress. Well, they're not there to do Congress things, like be a lawmaker, be a legislator in the traditional sense. They're there in order to change the country to something more like they want it to be, which is usually completely the opposite of what the country was designed to be, set up to be. It wasn't set up to be racist. It wasn't set up to be all these things. It was, but by destroying the very idea of law and order, I mean, is she trying to get the criminal vote or something? I mean, who else wants to get rid of the police?
I think I figured it out, because she, along with AOC and Presley and whoever else is in the squad, they like making their outrageous statements for a purpose. Now, the purpose, in my opinion, is to make Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the other Democrat radicals look moderate, hence reasonable. Everything they do has a purpose.
Well, that could very, very well be. But at the same time, though, too, people have got to be very, very aware of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and sort of what their proclivities are as well. Because, again, it's as if they have to take us kicking and screaming into some sort of lawless nightmare, as opposed to trying, because as you mentioned earlier, the Democrats aren't trying to sell their ideas. They've just given up on that. They're not selling it to you anymore. They have to ram it down your throat, and they're going to do it through power, and that's it.
By the way, as of April the 15th, more than 78 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. That means that they've had both of their shots, or if it was a Johnson & Johnson, they've had the one shot. And all of the COVID-19 vaccines are experimental, of course. None of the vaccines have yet to receive the full standard approval of the FDA, but so far they are working.
Well, that's very, very right. And can you imagine, Captain, yes, they have not been fully approved in the traditional sense, but can you imagine if instead of a year after the initial big lockdowns, we'd be waiting 4 or 5 years after the initial big lockdowns to get a vaccine going? Can you imagine the destruction that would have continued to ensue?
Yeah, and I can remember back in the day when we had the polio vaccine. And everybody had to get that because polio was at epidemic proportions. It took, I think, about 7 or 8 years to get it to where Jonas Salk had it to where it could be used. And then, of course, you had to have the shot or you couldn't go to school.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And schools today require a lot of different vaccinations.
Yeah, you got to have a booster.
That's right.
No booster, no schoolie.
That's right. That's right. And but the fact that Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed, was instigated, and President Trump, I think, deserves so much credit because he cut the red tape and literally, you know, plowed the field here plowed the road to get this thing going. Otherwise, Biden would be presiding over a continually deteriorating economy.
Well,
it would have been really bad.
Biden is trying to claim all the credit he can for it. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. The bottom is dropping out of the weather. What was 70 degrees yesterday is going to be 30 tomorrow. And so on and so on. We also have a big area of snow moving across the central part of the United States between Interstate 80 and 90 and Interstate 20. So we'll tell you all about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch, strolling along, coming back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. And, of course, she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch, and you can check them out up there in Carrollton. They are a horse stable and also teach horseback riding, equestrian and western and all that sort of stuff, the different competitive things. And they're just up the road a bit, just a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hua out there to Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stops bring you this portion of the program called the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And pull on into a Pilot or Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. And let's see if this is going to work here. Here we go.
Man didn't know
righty, Kyle, I'm going to stop it right there because I'm going to play it on the way out. What is that group and what's that song?
Well, that's AC/DC, and that is Let There Be Rock.
And that is the original.
Yep, that's right.
That's got to be, what, 40 years old?
Yeah, I think it goes back to 1977. Yep.
Yeah, it's got to be 40 years old. So that would actually be 44 years old.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it was all the young guys, and it was their original singer they had. That probably was one of the last songs that he did.
It could have been. I think you're right. Yep.
All right, well, here we go, folks, and I'm not going to exaggerate. Get out the winter coats up there in the North Country. Get out the winter coats, especially Midwest from Colorado East and all the way over, Ohio. Yeah, into Ohio right now and moving along. A strong, very strong cold front will make it through the center of the country early this week. It'll be there for the next couple of days. Moderate to heavy snow is possible today in the central Rockies into the northern plains. Snow will then spread into the Midwest on tomorrow with anywhere from 1 to 3 inches. Some areas will receive double that. Cold air behind the front will result in record cold temperatures, just what you want this time of the year. Showers and storms across Florida today. We've been getting them just about every day. And tomorrow will result in a threat of flash flooding as well in Florida and parts of the southeastern United States. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in northern Oregon, just east of Portland, coming across I-84. You're going to run into a freeze warning.
Hood River Valley.
That's right. This is going to be in the Pendleton area. Also, as you go up Interstate 82 up into southern Washington, the Pasco area, Walla Walla, Dayton, also in the Yakima area as well, you've got this freeze warning happening in southern Washington, northern Oregon tonight. Lake Wind Advisory, this is going to be around Pocatello, Idaho, if you're coming up Interstate 15 or coming across I-86 there. Down a little bit south of there into northern Utah, we've got a hard freeze warning tonight along I-84 and a little part of I-15 there as you're near Salt Lake City, also near Logan, more specifically Logan, Richmond, and in the northern part of the Great Salt Lake, also with Hill Air Force Base there. Then also now over in Colorado, we've got that winter storm warning we were tracking yesterday in the parts of Wyoming. It's now confined to the southern part of Wyoming. This is in the Laramie area along I-80, also parts of northern Colorado. Winter storm advisory near Denver right now. We understand the snow is supposed to be winding down tonight, and this advisory is supposed to expire about 3 a.m. mountain time there. But you're still going to have snow. You're still going to on the road. You're still going to have some pretty slick conditions, so you want to be careful coming out I-70 and so forth out of Colorado, out of Denver, and as you go down the I-25 corridor. Fire weather warning in southern Colorado. Fire weather warning in western New Mexico, around Albuquerque as well. Also, this dips down into southern Arizona, including Tucson and Phoenix, parts of Phoenix there as well. So be careful out there. We are getting some cooler temperatures, as you said, Captain. And in California, cooler temperatures. That's right, to say the least. And in California, where it was pretty warm over the last couple of days, is going to cool down by about 20 degrees as we head through the end of the week.
Well, cooler where it was 70 degrees, it's going to be 30 degrees over the next day or two. And then those 30s will drop down into the upper teens and 20s, depending on where you're at. Now, the snow that Kyle spoke about coming out of Colorado is I-76 up into Nebraska and I-80. Let's see, I-70 all the way across to Kansas City, Missouri. You've got snow as well as across most of Kansas. It's mostly a light dusting of snow, 1 to 3 inches. Some areas are getting a little bit more. However, here's where the rubber meets the road. Southeastern Nebraska, half of Iowa, and then I-80 coming out of Des Moines going east into Chicago, over into Toledo, over into Cleveland, you're going to have snow as the day progresses along. You're going to get snow all the way across as well as the western part of Michigan. So, LJ, it's going to get really cold up there. I hope you didn't put the winter coat away. And Indiana, most of Indiana is going to be getting snow All of Illinois is going to be getting snow. The western part of Kentucky is going to get snow. Let's see here. Missouri is all covered up. They're going to get snow. Oklahoma is going to have snow halfway across Oklahoma. And then you've got a frost warning in the eastern part of Oklahoma and the southern central part of Arkansas right now. You've got a freeze watch in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, east coming out of there towards Longview, Texas. And the winter weather will go from Amarillo all the way down to Lubbock, all the way to Midland over the next day or two. So the bottom is about to fall out of the weather big, big, big time. And in Florida, going to have some big thunder boomers again today, and there'll be some rain, especially in South Florida right now. If you're on the west side, Naples, south down to Marathon, and if you're on the east side, Miami Beach on down to Marathon around that side, you definitely are going to have some big showers down there and probably some flooding down in South Florida. But we're not out of the rain in this central part of Florida either, or southwestern corner. So there, that's what we got, Kyle. And way up north in Michigan, on the Canadian Maritime, on the lakes up there, Huron and Superior, you've got a gale warning up there, so the winds are picking up. And that's going to be going up into Canada. So if you're going up through Canada that way, you're going to have a real exciting time because it's going to be windy and really, really cold.
Yeah, I do see that on the map, and you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. So the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by. Tell me Captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member, become a member of the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. You can use those points to get different things if you want at Christmas time and whatnot, or you can use them to save you some money, because you can use the points just like their savings on different things in the store, and even when it comes to get your meal there. So here comes the music. Kyle and I will be back. Hour number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to roll across the country tonight with all the truckers and all the airplane pilots and all the ship captains. And we just heard from Captain Bob, who's on his oil barge coming back from Louisiana back to Tampa, listening to us out there in the Gulf of Mexico.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.